Hey friend, welcome to Spill It with Rios. Whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world listening in, we are all about keeping it real. My name is Narissa, and I'm so excited that you are here. I want to take you on this journey where we sit down to talk about tips on how to achieve your goals while living in the moment and taking those tools to strive forward. So without further ado, let's dive right into it.
Hi guys. Hello everybody. I hope you guys are all well. I am so excited. I wanted to share with you guys first the topic we're talking about, which is leading by example. And the reason behind this is I feel like this is a topic that I've been wanting to do for a while. It's not only just that, it's my husband and I just a couple weeks ago went to this convention in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And this convention not only helped us as individuals with leading well in our business, but also we got to connect with other people, like-minded people that want to succeed in this business. And I think the biggest thing that I took away from it was that as myself, as a leader, I want to lead by example for the people around me. And one of the leaders, their names, shout out to Diamantes, Julian, and Natalia. One thing that I really liked about their talk was about the word picotazo todos los días. For me, that meant little bits and pieces every single day. Do something little every single day. So I want to share with you guys and kind of like intertwine those two things together. So let's get started. So first off, what is leading by example? We always hear that actions speak louder than words. And when it comes to leadership, sometimes this is sometimes not true. A leader, for me, from how all the years that I've dealt with these experiences as a leader is someone who basically sets the tone for everybody else around them. And their actions will do speak louder than their words. But what does it really mean for these leaders to lead by example? We're going to talk about and explore what it means to be a leader and how you can set the tone for those around you. So, defining leading by example is often cited as the most, I guess you could say, specific trait for a good leader. After all, how can you lead others if they don't see you as a role model? If you want to be an effective leader, you need to set the example for others to follow. So, what does it mean to lead by example? Leading by example means you want to set the standard, set the stage for others to follow you. You want to be that role model with not only your actions, but also your words. Your words and your actions equal and match. When you lead by example, you show others that you are committed to your beliefs and your values. You show them that you are willing to put in the hard work required to achieve success. So, there are many ways you can lead by example in your daily life. And one is, I'm going to intertwine it now, is basically what we were taught at this convention. If you really want to succeed in the business that we're doing, for example, we've been using the phrase picotazo todos los días. Picotazo is you want to do a little spritz or little something every single day. But when you say, okay, I'm going to do a little picotazo today. All right, I'm going to do something that benefits myself and lead for those that benefits around me. When I say that, I'm going to do it. You know, actions will match with your words. Another way is you want to be punctual and reliable, right? So when you do it, you want to do it in a timely manner and you want to be reliable for those that you do it around. If you're saying you're going to be somewhere or you're going to do it, be there on time or do it.
Like, again, if you commit to doing something, follow through with it. When you do those little picotazos, others will take note of your reliability and emulate it in their own lives. It's like a full circle effect kind of thing, guys. You do a little picotazo there, you do a little picotazo there, and then boom, there it is. You can also lead by example by being honest and ethical, basically, in dealing with others. So what do we mean by like honest and ethical? Basically ethical. This integrity is a big essential in being a good leader and leading by example. When people see that you are honest and trustworthy, they will be more likely to respect you, respect your leadership, and follow along with your leadership. You're being supportive and helpful towards everything, towards everyone around you through your actions and all of that, you know? So it's amazing. And I want to kind of segue now into the benefits of leading by example. And I think if I feel like we already talked about that is when you lead by example, you show the people around you what's possible, and then you inspire them to do their best work. I told you it's a full circle effect, you guys. When your actions and your words match what you do, you show it to the people that in your group or in your team, and then the domino effect in that and the full circle effect on that is you inspire them to do their best work. And then the full circle is you get inspired from the people in your group, and it's you create this positivity loop that the better you do, the better they do, and vice versa. Leading by example is more than just setting the bar high. It's about living your values every day. Your team will take their cues from you. So it's important to be intentional about the examples you're setting. If you want your team to be like innovative and take risk and think outside the box, basically, then you need to model that behavior yourself first. If you want your team to be focused and disciplined, you need to set the tone with your own behavior. Nobody's perfect though, you know? We're all human. We all make mistakes. So leading, being a leader and leading by example doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. No, my friend. No, nobody's perfect. You're human. You're allowed to make mistakes. But it does mean you need to own your mistakes and using them as learning opportunities for yourself and your team. I just got chills from that because I have, that's me every day too, guys. We all live like this. When you lead by example, you create an environment where everyone can grow and thrive. When it comes to leadership, one of the most important things you can do, obviously, is lead by example. Of course, this means you set the tone for your team and being open to feedback. And when you set the tone on how you want your team to operate and model the behavior you expect from them, you also are willing to change your own behavior if it's not in line with what you expect from your team. You want to be accountable for each other, guys. And I feel like every all of that just ties in. Those are the these are like very easy things that we probably hear every day. Be accountable, assimilate to your environment, set the tone. We hear this every day. Whether it's at work, at school, or even at home. But do we practice it? When was the last time you practiced this kind of stuff? Trust me, I've asked myself this. Like, when was the last time I've done that? When was the last time I've done this? When was the last time I've done that? If you could do that, you'll be well on your way to being a successful leader. And I'm not just saying that, like, you're not going to be accountable every day. Like I said, we're all human. We make mistakes, guys. But owning up to it And the lead by example, showing that you are owning up to it, that's what makes you a great leader. You know? Like I said, we all make mistakes. There are mistakes that we can avoid, common mistakes when we're trying to lead by example. And the first one, and I want you to hear this from the top of the roof or wherever you are, and just let this sink in, is do not, I repeat, do not underestimate the power of your own actions and words. I'm going to say that again. Do not underestimate the power of your actions and your words, my friend. Your team, your group, your family is always watching and learning from you. So be mindful of what you do and say. You're always, your words and actions mean the world to somebody else, even if it's only for one person. You change that person. Be very mindful of that. Second, don't try to be someone you're not. I feel like that's something that where we all get the pressure of peer pressure, where we try to be someone that we're not. And I feel like for those, my young listeners that listen to this, I want you to be yourself. I want you to be yourself unapologetically every single day. Whether it's you do this A or B or C or Z, be authentic and genuine in your leadership, and people will respect you more for it. And go even further, be authentic and genuine about who you are, because who you are will match your leadership style. And finally, don't forget that leading by example doesn't mean doing everything yourself. You're one person. You are only one person. But that does not mean you can be at three different places at once, my friend. Delegate your own stuff and tasks and give others the opportunity to step up and lead as well. We're all human again. I'm going to keep saying that. We're all human. We make mistakes. But I want to tell you, because you're listening to this, whether we personally know each other, we connected on social media, I know and I believe that you are a leader. I know you are a leader. We all have that leader inside of us. We all just have different styles, and that's okay. So I want you to take this episode, you guys. I want you to take being a leader and to know that you can lead by example every day. It only takes un picotazo. It only takes one. Todos los días, every day.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a friend or share the episode on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for getting the message out. I'm humbled and grateful to be on this journey with you. So until next time, I'll talk to you again soon.